Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9th of March, 2018. It's the Real KNC. Ken Laird and filling in for Mike Mutnanski.
Mutt should stay and do the Real KNC podcast.
Well, he's a producer on the show. Right.
Correct.
Part of your job. Chris Curtis.
Welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
Fresh off a tremendous,
tremendous
on-air performance by you today. Solo, I might add, for a segment.
All right. It is Solo Curtis segment here on Kirk and Callahan, WEEI.
You weren't nervous at all?
I was not nervous. Rob in the car says I need to relax. What's up, Rob?
Curtis.
How you doing, bud?
You need to relax, Curtis. You sound so nervous.
Well, it's because I am. I'm incredibly nervous.
I can literally hear your hands shaking off the desk.
Ice water in my veins?
Yeah, from Lake Ohio.
My palms are like Lake Ohio. I was making fun of myself because I said Lake Ohio on the Mr. Brainless.
I was bringing all full circle.
Name four of the five Great Lakes.
Lake Michigan. Lake Ohio. No, not Lake Ohio.
It really was an excellent performance. You discussed with me what you were going to talk about coming
right.
in. You had a couple angles. You thought about BC basketball.
Right, I did.
That's going to do it.
Thought about going, you know, down the Mutt and Laird route with Rob Bradford's column.
Sensitive fans.
Volatile column.
The bottom line is a media member who is the most sensitive person I've ever met in my life is judging fan bases who are supposed to be sensitive.
I did see a couple attempts at that fail, so I kind of was like,
Ken and Mutt are two of the best at lighting up the phone line. So go ahead. You two handle it. We'll get five full right here. Go ahead. Mutt, go ahead.
Wrong Ken Laird. We call him that all the time around the office. You guys help us out. 617-779-7937, the phone number.
There will not be one. I guarantee we get back, there will not be one phone call.
I agree with Mutt. We were rolling until Kirk cut us off.
That's true.
Curtis, if you can't handle, get an intern and handle all these calls too, though. If you can't handle yourself,
okay, we just started the segment.
We're on mental.
We just.
But no, I mean, what was it like to sit in there? You've done that before, I guess, with the sausage for a segment.
In 3, 2, 1. All right. So after the show today, we recorded an interview. I'm sorry, I'm going to do that again. I'm an idiot. All right. This is the. What are we calling it again?
The Three Toed Sloth Cast. Do you want me to host?
No.
Okay.
You can host, sure.
All right.
The last time I did a segment in that studio that was not the Real KNC on the weekends was my final day with Sausage. And I was, I kid you not, as physically ill as I ever been. I was like puking like crazy before that show because I was so, my system was so out of whack.
Here in the building.
In the building.
Oof.
And within like 3 minutes before, I'm like, I'm not gonna get like, I'm not gonna get on the air. Hello, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
And then I like washed my face with cold water, went in the studio, 300 pounds of me, and I took calls with Sausage, which I'm sure it's gone into the abyss. But I, for whatever reason, I said I'm going to move to Chicago. That was my thing with them.
You know, whether it's Boston, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, you told me, you know.
And that was an awkward moment. And then we got up, and that was the segment. Callers were, you know, wishing me good luck, saying that Kirk was a D-bag and that those guys were assholes and all that stuff.
You had your moment. Now get out of my goddamn studio and don't ever come in here again. Is that clear? Say yes, sir.
No. But it was a little different today.
Oh, Curtis, this is so much better than Minahan.
Oh, I appreciate it. I agree. Let's go to Bob in Maine. I think he has a great point.
Curtis, my man.
What's up, Bob?
Relax, brother. You're doing fine.
Thanks, Bill.
You are 1,000 times better than Mutt.
I agree with that.
You didn't go with Michael Hawley, cut the vein open, but you know, very personal today. You were talking about your struggles.
So, yeah. So now I'm basically, I don't know, about 2 years back, year and a half back doing the show, and I can honestly say nothing has changed for me regarding my anxiety whatsoever.
Nothing? Even without the drinking?
Not, I mean, everything is better, but when I was drinking, I could at least escape the anxiety for a couple hours.
At one point, it did sound like, I'm not having a lot of fun with the show right now, questioning.
It's such a weird profession. We get paid next to nothing. We have the opportunity to do this, which is great. You know, we get to be on the number one rated show in America, but It is a, I feel like at times recently I've been like, what is the point of all this?
So that was a great segment. So good. Well, we could have easily just banged out phone calls for another segment, but Kirk came back in and rewarded you a bonus hour of the show in studio and relegated Mutt to producer duty.
Mutt? Much better than you today. Maybe Mutt should go produce for the last 45 minutes,
oh,
and Kurt should co-host with me. What do you think, Ken?
Mutt take calls, yeah.
You think so? Mutt, why don't you go in the producer's booth, and Curtis and I will do the last 45 minutes together.
And do one of two things. I'll be in here with you. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave.
Why don't you go?
Wow!
Your choice.
Sensitive
what do you think? Does
choice.
That make sense?
It makes perfect
your
sense.
You ran the board in
your choice.
Do you know how to run the board?
No,
you know how to take calls?
Never done that.
Let's do that.
You were having so much fun the last hour. It was a great hour radio to finish.
For so long, I've wanted to use this line, which is, shitty caller gets on the air, either isn't ready or bad line. And
Bob, hello.
Oh, yeah, hi. How are you guys?
Mutt, take the calls. Get the calls.
One
Mutt,
day there's going to be a system.
Bob,
where you
hold on. Okay. Mutt, can you get Mutt on the phone? Can you get tell the callers to hang on? Can you put Mutt up, please?
Yes, Kirk.
At some point, I think there'll be some system, and I could be wrong, where there's going to be some, I don't know, you could say it, Chris, if you'd like.
Some mechanism by which there can be some communication between when a caller calls into a radio show and before that caller gets on the air.
Boss, I'm working on boss.
Which has been said to me probably 50 times in my 5 years working with Kirk.
Highly entertaining. I don't know how the Facebook Live came out, but that's up of Mutt's 40 minutes in the chair. He had to talk to callers who were ripping him.
Curtis and Callahan show.
Okay.
Hey, this is Mutt.
It's Mutt's lawyer. Mutt's lawyer wants to get paid.
Very nice. Do you want to go on with the guys?
He's good.
Okay, so you want to tell me I'm boring on the air? Do you want to go on with the guys?
Mutt.
No, I'm not on the air right now, sir. I'm producing a show. I'm not on the air, so you're telling me this. No one is hearing it besides you and I. Do you want to go on the air and tell the guys that I'm boring?
A little rude to the caller.
I mean, these are our listeners.
Okay, I'm boring, but you don't want to talk to the guys. Got it. Thanks, bud.
Rough first try, Mutt.
I just want to come on the air. Oh, jeez. We got other callers. Hold on.
He had to put some callers through, including one Captain Hungwell, who got through, but I'm not sure actually got on the air, but we can always play the unedited version here.
Absolutely.
Okay, Captain Hungwell wants to weigh in. Good. Well, it's a good way to close things out. Hello, how are you?
Morning, boys. Captain Hungwell, U.S. Navy.
Captain Hungwell, did the producer speak to you after your last call, before this one, out of curiosity?
He did, sir. He
okay.
Was very cooperative.
Good. Go ahead. Continue.
I understand. I've known Mutt a long time. He's a big enough man that he will let the alpha male step in, take hold of the reins. When I would step in for Jess duties, Jess really loved me to grab her by the mane, and I'd jerk her near her stern, and her pouty lips would stare back at me.
I don't think you got the memo. Go ahead, Captain Hungbo. Why not at this point? Continue.
All aboard. Yep. All hands on deck. You know, I'm your submarine.
I understand. No, I've got it. I get your point.
Kirk and Mutt have had some excellent shows, just the two of them. Terrific.
Absolutely. Mutt is the greatest. I love the guy. Who else would do that? Who else would go in the other studio, let him get Facebook Live screening calls? And the perfection of Mutt is that even without trying, so all of that stuff's great. He's a great sport. He goes in, produces. He goes on the air during a commercial, and without swearing, which anybody, you know, anybody else, there would have been an F-bomb, because
right.
You think you're just talking back to guys giving you shit. And he doesn't swear, and it's in the middle of a commercial, and he gives us a soundbite forever.
You guys were yelling at him because you found this information out.
Right.
And instead of using the talkback, he talked on the air over a commercial. Our program director raced in here.
I mean, that's a fireable producer offense,
oh,
wouldn't you say?
Subject
not
to
doing
change
it.
Without notice.
Because my kids are my parents' house. with no power. No.
He also has, like, he's become the king of unintelligible, to use Jerry's word.
Intelligible. Is that the word? Intelligible?
Language. Like, he'll drop in a couple a day, or, in the case, that was Thursday more so than today.
Made it through the concentration camps in Auschwitz and came out of it in Germany.
What?
Our switch. That's right.
I heard Oppum's razor.
You heard what?
What razor?
Was it Oppum's razor?
It is, yes.
Worcester, he said, like, Worcester or something.
I think that was yesterday,
yesterday.
He's playing in Worcester this weekend.
Yeah, and then in headlines yesterday, it's hard enough doing headlines, as, you know, you did headlines today. I think you did too good of a job, according to Mutt, but I thought you did very well.
Thank you.
The only way, we've talked about this in the past, when there's been a dud of a headline, some of the blame goes to those in studio, because it's only as good as their reaction.
Yeah.
Mutt has been a drip during headlines. Great everywhere else, just that I love him, but his headlines have been awful.
When you go and the priest is talking, like, do you really think, geez, I'm glad that this guy is dedicated solely to God? A, you don't believe that. And secondly, it's so antiquated.
Well, there's some homilies where you do get something out of it, where you're thinking, well, this guy's saying some nice things today.
Yeah
but does it matter he's not married? No.
Is this the question I asked?
When you're looking at them, does it I probably didn't hear
what the hell? Sure. Honestly, what is going on?
You ought to go home.
Nothing's going on.
He never says anything unique. He never adds anything. He never seems up on the story.
What do they call that in horse racing, Mutt?
Good start, yeah.
Like yesterday, he's a practicing Catholic. We talk about this story about the Rome gay escort outing these priests. And it's like nothing. He just repeats what Kirk says verbatim. And then there's dead silence.
Working some real live wires today.
Mutt just does weird things on top of it. Like, he's just reading the power outages. Like, Kirk notices this during a break.
Before we start, I look over, and Mutt is obsessed with
this. I am.
He's like, it's up to 76% Chelmsford now. He's looking at this map all the time.
It's the MEMA map.
He's like, it updates every 15 minutes.
It does.
So I said to him, what does it matter to you how much the percentage of power right now in like some random town?
The MEMA website. Check it out. Belchertown.
Like Dale's looking at porn during breaks.
The porn site XArt.
I don't know what's more bizarre.
Well, the thing is that it's not going to change his life until after 10 a.m., right? So what's the difference if at 7:30 it's at 52% and at 8 o'clock it's at 49%?
Boxborough next door, 97%, or Boxford. I find that
interesting. You can't even name the towns. You can't even
read
them.
There is a Boxborough somewhere.
There is, yes. Acton, Boxborough.
Boxford, yeah.
What?
I mean, your wife will probably tell you if you get your power back. I don't know.
Just a strange guy. We love him.
He's a weird
And
dude.
Yesterday, he rose to the occasion. DJ Mutt
hitting
the post for country.
Loved it. Right. Come on, Mutt.
We're at the bowl here, right?
No.
The bowl.
Well,
this is, you wanna, can I set the scene, please?
Sure, let's
We're
get
not
going.
At the...
let's go. Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. You want to say something?
No, I want to set the mood here. We'll hear what song is.
Good, let's go.
Let's go. DJ Mutt, the afternoon rodeo coming up. We'll have Eric Church tickets. He's playing in Worcester this weekend. We'll tell you how you can win next here on The Bull. That's a longer intro.
That's not bad, though. Tango says he hit the first post, though. That's not bad.
That
good first try.
I should have talked to
him. You call Worcester, but that's okay. That's a minor issue.
Here's Eric Church. Sinners.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's a longer intro.
It's a good start.
How many do we have here?
Six or seven.
It's snowing outside here in Boston, folks. The weather is bad, bad, bad. You want to be on a beach somewhere, drinking a pina colada, taking in the sun and the warm water.
The warm water. Taking in the warm water.
not a great song. See, now he's playing
the artist right, though.
Yeah, it's Dierks Bentley, right? Yeah, these are.
Right, give him a
some of these
more.
Are a little too
a more.
Radio.
I'm here. Oh, go ahead.
It's DJ Mutt, the afternoon rodeo. We've got school closings all across the state. The snow has really bogged us down. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill going to be in town this weekend. Tim McGraw reminding you kids out there, stay humble and kind.
So,
so close.
Remind
so
kids?
Close.
Humble and kind?
Yeah, what's the song, I think. Don't forget the
keys. Oh, you're close. You're close.
It's right there. It's right there. And you see, you're never going to be into it because you don't know the songs. It's much better when it's old songs that Tangway knows.
What do you think? I think it's a promise here. I do.
Absolutely.
The Afternoon Rodeo would be a good show. I listen to that.
DJ Mutt.
Yes, go ahead. I know this one.
DJ Mutt, the afternoon rodeo. We got the Red Sox. They're on the road taking on the Yankees this weekend. Win tickets next hour with Sam Hunt.
Yo! Yes!
Woo! Nailed it!
That a boy? That a boy? Look at you! Look at you!
Got right up to that.
You did!
I would give him an A for first effort. I mean, you know, not a whole lot of time to prep. You also had a try at it today.
I did. Awful. All right. Good morning, Boston. You're listening to 93.7 WEEI FM. You're home for the Red Sox and the number one rated sports talk show in America, Kirk and Callahan. I wish you were all like me and you had $1 million.
Not bad.
You had the clock there. You could have done 16
give
seconds.
Give him.
I didn't realize I could look at the fucking clock in the studio to count down the 16 seconds. But yesterday, the highlight of the DJ Mutt segment for me was they tease it. Kirk says, coming up next, we'll do this. Mutt promises that during our break, he's going to come back and think of a great nickname.
Oh, I missed that part. I didn't even know he declared that.
Well, he said, I'm not ready yet. I want to have the break to come back with this. So we take a break, and Mutt's big idea is 93.7 The Bull, and he's DJ Mutt.
DJ Mutt. He's a great thinker.
I mean, you can't riff like that anywhere else.
And he had stayed at the hotel the night before. He should have been well rested, left his kids home in the dark.
I know. He's put on 60 pounds of apple cobbler.
So that was three straight days of Mutt. The first day of Mutt, Wednesday, was with Tangway, and it was a little bit of a weird dynamic, I thought. We talked about this on the air a bit. I just think Tangway was a little miffed that he was there. Mutt was very quiet the first hour. I'm not saying it was a bad show. It was just it was a bit of an awkward show. That was more carried by Kirk's hockey rant. That stole the day.
Those guys, by the way, don't grow on trees.
But what's more important, power play or goaltender?
Again, this is what I believe, and no one else is going to say this. If you can get a hot goalie in the playoffs, you can ride them.
The key is the poke check.
Yes. Oh, there's no question. Hey.
One of the things that breaks my heart is I don't think there's a spot for Adam McQuaid when everybody's healthy.
See, what broke my heart was watching my mom die in front of me. It's close. I mean, Dale's got real perspective.
Yeah, and there's an element of Tangway that I think is still irked by my recording. There's a small element because whenever...
Ooh, it came back big time when you brought that paper.
Because, like, whenever there is anything behind the scenes, like, with Mutt, I'll jump in and just sort of pile on when Kirk's killing because I think it sounds good on the show. Like, you know, oh, Mutt, you idiot, you know, just whatever. And sometimes with Tangway, I'll try that, just this little jab, like nothing big. And he'll turn around and he's like, oh, Curtis is jumping in. He gets very offended.
Well, somebody said today, I think it actually was Kirk, that Gary was the least sensitive person that we have, that he's not sensitive at all. And I agree with Kirk.
And this stooge.
But there are times with you, he's very sensitive.
Very sensitive with me. I don't think overall, I don't think he gives a shit about what random people on Twitter, but there's something with me where he blamed that whole recording on me.
Yeah. Most functional place I've ever seen in my life.
He flipped out at me at the Super Bowl. Some listener, which you confirmed on the air, sent me his mortgage information.
Right.
I obviously printed out. I'm not going to give three copies and bring it in to everybody. That's something that I would give to Kirk.
A flustered Gary Tangway, would you say?
That's an excellent choice of words, yes.
When the mortgage was produced by Chris Curtis?
Well, you know
not, what's... Not, but not angry at me, I don't think. Or,
no.
Or
well, you know what's frustrating, no, some angst frustrating there, sure. Curtis, is that that's my... like. It's my personal information. It's not correct.
No, your mortgage is higher than that. Yeah, confirm yeah, okay, that. Yes,
yeah, fine.
But what do you care? What do you care if anybody knows your mortgage?
Well, you know,
but
it's just my personal business. I don't want anybody to know it.
I didn't tweet it
you
out.
Talk about your wife no, and your kids and stuff. I mean, that's personal.
I didn't look it up. It was sent to me by a listener.
I don't know about that.
No,
but I mean, you walked
that.
It in. You're
I
hoping
don't.
That. Yeah,
I mean, why would you walk it in and print it out and hand it to me?
Though? Yeah, without telling me.
Yeah, well, what was the point of that?
You sneak in, you know, Curtis.
Because that's how the show goes.
Right. I have no problem. But don't play it like you know. Oh, somebody just tweeted at me. What am I supposed to do?
I mean, the sale price. Right.
I don't know how to find mortgages. Somebody
but
emailed it to me, and I thought it'd be good for the show.
No,
so
you,
I
walk, it. You walked it in. Right. You wanted-
if it was Mutt's mortgage, if it was my mortgage, if it was Jerry's mortgage, I'd do the same thing. And he got very ticked off by
oh,
that.
Oh, man, you didn't like that.
Print results. You had to print it out. Is this your handwriting?
You had to
print no, it that was a screen grab from a listener.
He's right. He had to print it out.
I can confirm that, Gary. A listener sent that. It is it is public info.
Yes. And it's I would say it's disturbing. I was surprised. I mean, it's a lot, but that's okay. But you were pissed at Curtis during the break. That's all.
Well, yeah, because he brings it in and he doesn't let me know
Gary
about
just pocketed it.
Dale was taken behind the woodshed that day. So was Ordway. Ordway's got a pretty thick skin. I got to say that.
He does. He does.
Kirk obliterated him with I love the Bill Bird off mic.
A plus right there.
We should do a promo with Glenn where Glenn moves the mic away. It's a good new 2018 radio thing.
Oh, what do you say about that, Paul? Like,
that's fresh.
I'm actually depressed, but pretending to be fun. Play that fat guy. Wider line, Bill Bird, I suck.
That was epic. Outstanding.
You know, Wednesday we kind of got back to it. I think Kirk was kind of feeling back to his old self Wednesday. That was the first day where it was, all right, he got to breathe a little bit.
Woo! Yeah. Now we're back, baby. Now we're cooking. Right, now we're cooking with gas.
Excellent show. And one thing from yesterday that we didn't get to today because of just all the craziness, but Rich Schertenlieb calling out our coverage of the Bruins because we don't like blue-collar fans, which was a new one.
Come on, Bruins Nation. You behind me or what? Let's take some calls. Minahan hates the Bruins, right? We like him. Remember 2011? We're on the float.
You don't
really?
Understand. You don't go down to the TD Garden. You don't
I
see what's happening
down
there.
I go down to the TD Garden.
Who calls
call it
the
Rich. I don't go down to the TD Garden. That's correct. I don't. I go to the Garden occasionally. I don't go down to the TD Garden.
Puckhead, Rich certainly talking to us about how we don't go to TD Garden enough. That was an interesting
report. Well, hockey was under assault by our show this week. I did feel a little uncomfortable there.
How's it going to be Sunday morning?
Sunday skate, 8 o'clock. Different audience. Sunday morning, I try to separate the two and say,
smart.
I understand.
I said, you're going to be fishermen.
Different show, morning show. Ours is a morning show, too. Just happens to be on a Sunday.
Right. It's just that people, you know.
At 4 in the morning, but it's okay. Ty and I do a great job.
It's
up on
a
podcast soon thereafter.
If you really need some jam on your bottom six.
We had Britt McHenry in studio on Tuesday. That was the other big news of the week.
It's intimidating. You guys have a great show.
How do you think it went? I mean, we took some abuse for that show from others, Tangway included.
I guess we don't rip our show often, and I don't think there's much reason to, but I didn't really understand a lot of the, you know, what are we going to do with Britt McHenry? I thought she showed promise.
Well, she's hated, first of all, so...
Lose some weight, maybe, girl.
Right.
People are expecting her to
be bludgeoned.
Yes.
But it wasn't like we're into the show and it's awful, so we already know an hour and we're never going to have her back. I think if that were the case, there would have been gloves off. We would have gotten everything sort of on the table because we knew she wasn't really coming back. But I think she showed enough promise that she would have a return visit. The guys were establishing a relationship with her.
Right.
And she's very deferential in person. She doesn't really fight with you.
Correct.
So it's hard, and you come across as an... You would come across, in
Jerry,
my opinion,
was hard,
as
that's for sure.
What's that?
Oh, shut up.
The power's out. I can't look at any pictures of Brittany Henry right now. But no, I don't think the setting called for that. And whatever the OMF or other shows wanted to say, I mean... Give me an example of Glenn Ordway really tearing into a man or a woman.
I'm a fraud.
That's not named Paul Chartier. I mean, who does he attack?
Chad Finn's in the bag for 98.5.
Britt did take it to Brian Windhorst pretty good. I thought that was she revealed all there.
Did you date any of the co-anchors at ESPN?
No. Right. No.
Butcher Grass ever make the moves on you?
Not my thing. I did.
Windhorst or no? What? That's legit. I could see
he's
you two
taken.
There.
He's a taken man.
Oh, is he, man?
Yeah.
He sent me a picture after he made pancakes. It was friggin' hot.
Yeah.
I don't like any abs. I liked it.
And, you know, we had a double Tangway this week. Monday was Tangway with Kirk and Jerry. That was, I don't know, not that memorable, to be honest, looking back on it. Monday
Oscars.
Was a big Oscar show.
Right.
Yeah. Shape of Water. That was okay. We kind of spun that the best way you could, you know, just mocking a movie that nobody had ever seen.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Oscars are dying on a vine, so we did the best we could.
Before you end this thing, how did you think Mutt did with your classic show ender? Because we're thinking about March Madness and drop-offs coming up, but the most iconic drop of the KNC show is still Good Weekend.
Good Weekend.
I would say the most iconic drop in WEEI history has to be...
I'm not arguing that.
Good Weekend. And I've thought about trademarking it. So Mutt may be violating some law, but all things considered, excellent work by Mutt. A perfect way to end a perfect day on the show.
It is currently 20. Jesus Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.